Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Now, I know there's going to be a few of you texting in saying, oh, you're Trump-obsessed, any excuse to talk about Donald Trump on the programme, but hang on a second. It's not every day that you get a former president indicted on criminal charges. It never happened before in the history of the United States. And, well, he is the guy who could be running for the Republican Party in the next presidential election. So we are going to talk to Marion McKeown and Cal Thomas in a moment. But first, let's hear Trump's attorney, Joe Tacopina, on NBC News late last night.
A couple quick things. Do you expect the president to voluntarily surrender? Will he come for his arraignment?
We're working out those logistics right now, Savannah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, he's not going to hole up in Mar-a-Lago. So he'll face this, and we'll face it, and we'll be successful, I'm sure.
Do you expect this to go to trial? Do you see any scenario in which you or the former president would take a plea deal?
Zero. First of all, I'm not taking a plea deal to anything, but President Trump will not take a plea deal in this case. It's not going to happen. There's no crime. I don't know if it's going to make the trial because we have substantial legal challenges that we have to front before we get to that point.
Okay, so that's Joe Tacopina on NBC News last night. So, Cal Thomas, what do you make of this? Your former president facing criminal charges.
Well, as I've discussed before on the program in the past, Matt, I think it's a terrible precedent. I think it's going to further muddy the waters and pollute the political system in this country because Republicans, a lot of them and a lot of Trump supporters, more than 70 million voters voted for him in the last election, are going to feel betrayed and very, very angry. We're going to have to see what's in the indictment. It's not going to be unsealed until next Tuesday, of course. We don't know if it's limited just to the Stormy Daniels alleged hush money payoff or if there's more. But the Justice Department went down this road several years ago and declined to prosecute the federal election claims against Trump. They also went down the road with John Edwards, the former senator, who paid off his videographer, Riley, whatever her last name was, to keep quiet and denied that he had a child with her when in fact he did. So we're looking at almost a double standard in the way these things are approached. But we're just going to have to see, starting next Tuesday, what's in the indictment.
Okay, you say betrayed. Betrayed by what? Betrayed by Trump's behavior or betrayed by the prosecution?
No, that's a good question. And I think if you look up the definition of the word character, most people would say, I think, and I certainly do, that Trump has very bad character. And when you have good character, if somebody makes charges against you, they're less likely to be believed. But here is a man who has a history of being a serial adulterer, a liar, an abuser of women, and a lot of other things, a very, very bad personality. So when you make charges against him, either in court now or just in the political process, the tendency for a lot of people is to believe them because his character is not very good. On the political side, I think you're going to see even far fewer good and qualified people running for public office. We already have a dearth of those in the United States. Really good people, if they have anything in their background at all that could be used against them, don't want to go through the gauntlet of running for public office and having all these things exposed.
Yeah, but
so we're going to get more of what we have now.
I can't imagine there'll be too many people fearful of having allegations of paying off $160,000 to a porn star leveled at them.
That's a very good point, Matt. You're quite right. But, you know, when you're in politics, people can make something out of you and turn you into somebody that you're not and that your mother would not even know, would not recognize. I just think there's a general cynicism now in the United States about everything on both sides, Democrats, Republicans, independents. Trump's problem and the country's problem is, even if this stretches out, and I think it will, I mean, I think there'll be appeals. I don't think they're going to put him in jail if he's convicted right away. And those appeals could last well beyond the election and go to the Supreme Court, where a majority of his judges and people of his worldview sit. So it's very possible that he could get elected president of the United States while having been convicted and maybe pardon himself. So we're going to have plenty to talk about in the next year and a half.
Mary McKeown, is there any way that Donald Trump might see this as being good news for him?
Well, you know, I think that there is in that. I think he believes, and a lot of Republicans fear, that this could win him the nomination, but it's very unlikely to win him the presidential election in 2024. Just going back on something Cal said there about John Edwards and Ryle Hunter, and it's a valid point, Cal, but the big difference here is John Edwards kept paying Ryle Hunter long after he had lost the nomination, his bid to get the nomination. It didn't stop before, you know, a presidential election. And I think you're absolutely right, Cal. We don't know what's in this indictment, but I suspect it's not just going to be Stormy Daniels. I've heard that there are 34 separate charges and multiple felony charges. David Pecker was the last witness to appear before the grand jury. I suspect it may also involve the catch-and-kill agreement with Pecker, which allowed Trump to bury the story of his affair with Karen McDougal. And there could also be tax evasion charges if these were concealed as legal expenses or whatever. So we don't know at this stage. I think it absolutely does. It's unprecedented, and I think there are very worrying racial undertones in this. This morning on CBS News, this lawyer, Joe Tacopino, said that this was like Nazi Germany, it was like the Soviet Union, etc. Multiple Trump supporters have referred to the Soros-backed Alvin Bragg, which is untrue. It's an anti-Semitic slur. And there's also a lot being made of the fact Trump before claimed that Judge Manuel Curio, who was presiding over a previous case, wouldn't give him a fair trial because he was a Mexican, even though he wasn't. There's a lot of racial undertones in this, and I'm really worried about the potential that this could spill into violence and civil unrest.
Okay, there's been a lot made of this as a political prosecution. But Marion, isn't it the case that if you weren't to prosecute, if there is allegedly this weight of evidence that warrants a prosecution, that you would always have political non-prosecution, which in some respects would be worse than so-called political prosecution?
Absolutely. It's the other side of the coin. And going back to what Carl said about it would deter good people from running for politics, I'd argue the opposite. I'd argue it would deter people who have potential criminal or other behaviour in their background from running at all, and it may clear the way for good people. So I think, yeah, look, what Alvin Bragg is sort of damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. He could have overlooked this. You know, Cal's correct that the federal FEC and the federal judiciary system, the Department of Justice, took a pass on this, but he has decided to prosecute it. There appears to be grounds for this prosecution, and it could be argued that, you know, that not to do so would be political. But look, there are also, let's not forget, at least three or four other potential criminal indictments coming down the pipe for Trump, and you know, who knows where this will end? There is an outside chance, as Cal said, that you could have a president in Trump in 2024 who just pardons himself, notwithstanding that he's a convicted criminal. We just don't know. This is completely uncharted waters.
I suppose, Cal, he was definitely running for the presidency anyway. He's announced this. But could it be that his motivation is not to serve, but to protect himself, that he is fearful of the consequences of not having a power base that running for the presidency would give him, and that it would make him more vulnerable to any court appearances?
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of truth in what you say, Matt. And of course, he is a complete narcissist. You know, he's already, right after the indictment was announced last night in the United States, A fundraising letter went out asking people to send money for his legal defense. But then Stormy Daniels sent out tweets as well, thanking her supporters for buying all of her merchandise. Now, I don't know, Matt, if you're as part of your role as a great presenter, if you've ordered any of her merchandise to view it.
I've left that to my producers.
Okay. But, you know, this is what contributes to the cynicism and so much. It's all about fundraising. It's all about political power. In Trump's case, he's a complete and total narcissist. They ought to put his picture next to that word in the dictionary.
Do you think might he actually enjoy this to a certain extent, Mary McCone? You know, if he has a perp walk next week, if he deliberately tries to inflame and incite people by being seen to be arrested. I mean, how much danger is there to societal breakdown in the United States if he allows himself to be seen to be deliberately demeaned?
I think that there's a big chance that this could sort of trigger something, you know, violence or civil unrest, absolutely. I'm not talking about on Tuesday necessarily. What happens if Trump is convicted? What happens when the other indictments, which are very likely to come out in the coming months, do so? I think, you know what, I believe that he is probably very afraid, on the one hand, of the consequences of being indicted and tried and convicted. But on the other hand, absolutely, he's seen this as an opportunity. As Cal says, he is a narcissist. This keeps him at the top, dominating the headlines. You know, it gives him a sort of a profile and a relevance that he may not have had otherwise. It's a spur to his primary campaign. There's no doubt about that. His base will rally. It's a spur to his fundraising. But what are the consequences going to be? I think that's the big unknown.
Can you imagine him on the witness stand giving evidence? Where the hell might he go, Marion?
Well, you know, the judge who's overseeing this case, Juan Marchand, he also oversaw the Alan Weisselberg case, Trump's CFO, who's currently serving a sentence in Rikers for tax evasion. He also oversaw the other Trump Organization criminal fraud case, and he's scheduled to preside over the Steve Bannon case. He has a reputation as a meticulous judge who reads every footnote and every briefing to the nth degree, but who's very, very tough in a court. He could impose a gag order on Donald Trump. It's entirely possible, especially given his prior announcements. He could order Trump not to post anything about this trial, not to say anything. Now, there'd be worrying First Amendment sort of consequences for that. But I think that given the dangers, he would have to balance both things.
Carl, you now, regularly... Carl, go on, yes.
Well, I was just going to say there's one other element we haven't discussed, and that is the jury pool. New York City, incredibly liberal, anti-Trump, very heavily Democratic. Of course, everybody's going to know, if they don't know already, about this case, because it's plastered in all of the media, from newspapers to television to radio to everything. So to get an impartial jury to judge this is going to be extremely difficult. I wouldn't be surprised if the lawyers would ask for a change of venue, although I don't know where you would go. The whole country knows about this. So the jury is going to be very important, and that remains to be seen. Lot remains to be seen.
Cal, you always describe yourself as a conservative rather than a Republican. So What is it that's happened in America that so many people who would see themselves as conservative would rally to a grifter and a clown like Trump, will never believe anything wrong of him, will support him no matter what, and that you don't have anyone else to stand behind?
Yeah, well, I'm not one of them. And it's interesting to see some of the other major Republican leaders, from Speaker McCarthy in the House of Representatives to Ron DeSantis, who seems to be the most credible challenger, although he's way behind in the polls, even though he hasn't announced, to Donald Trump at the moment. All unifying behind him. Now, at one point, yes, this is political. And yes, I am a conservative, and I believe in conserving certain principles, economic principles, political principles, legal principles, and moral principles, all of which I think Donald Trump has defied. And that's why I'm not supporting him next time. And I just think a lot of other people won't either. You've got Republicans who voted for him last time. Poll shows won't do so again. Independents, absolutely not. So I don't know how, beyond the nomination, even if he gets it, he's going to win the presidency, as Marion pointed out a moment ago.
And briefly, Marion, what is it you think about the United States of America and the way the country is going, that this reality TV star come grifter can continue to appeal to so many people?
Well, you know, I have to say first, he's innocent until proven guilty. You know, this he has all the rights and all of the due process that every other defendant in America has. But yeah, the coarsening of American society over the last two decades that I've been covering American affairs. And just as you say, you know, anyone can become president in America. That's the good thing. And also, I guess you could say the bad thing. But I do think that I do worry that America is on a trajectory, and we've said this before on this show, where it's become so polarized that this could be the spark that ignites the tinderbox. And I really do worry about that.
Thank you very much, Marion McKeown and Carl Thomas.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius, only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.